Next up, it's the Environment Report with Mr. Great Lakes, Jeff Cart.
What do you think about large-scale solar farms along the highway or near your neighborhood? If you don't mind, you're in the majority. Researchers at Michigan State University helped survey almost 1,000 residents who live near solar projects. They say it's the first national survey of its kind. The survey found that for residents living within 3 miles of a large-scale solar development, positive attitudes outnumbered negative attitudes by almost a 3-to-1 margin. At the same time, researchers saw more negative attitudes associated with larger projects and somewhat less support from people who lived within a 1/4 mile of projects. More solar is coming to Michigan. The state is receiving $156 million from the federal government. They'll use the money to lower the cost of community and rooftop solar for low-income and disadvantaged households. The Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy plans to spend the money to provide resources for home upgrades like roof repairs to enable households to host rooftop solar. The State Department of Labor also will invest in workforce development in targeted communities. Officials say that thousands of households will benefit from the program, which is called MI Solar for All. Lake sturgeon are not endangered, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says. The agency announced this week that the fish do not require listing under the Endangered Species Act. The agency was challenged by conservation groups, but federal officials say that research shows ongoing management efforts, such as fish stocking, have boosted existing populations and returned lake sturgeon to areas from which they had disappeared. Restoration efforts are ongoing across the United States, including in the Saginaw Bay watershed. Sturgeon were once abundant in many Michigan lakes and rivers, but they were nearly eradicated due to overfishing and habitat loss. This has been the Environment Report. For information on these and other stories, see MrGreatLakes.com. For Delta College Public Radio, I'm Jeff Cart.